When John Silber came from Texas to Boston University, at the apex of the Bermuda Triangle of the Northeast, you know, the points at Washington, Boston, and New York, he said he wasn't a conservative. The priestly theophobes of the Northeast establishment thought otherwise. After all, he did unforgivable things in the pursuit of excellence. He hired a number of titans in various fields, dispensing with untalented mediocrities, the inevitable results of which were that applications increased geometrically, as did SAT scores. But unsatisfied by this skullduggery, Dr. Silber put the university on a sound financial basis, balanced its budget, and doubled its endowment. Among other unforgivables, he opposed the formation of faculty unions, brought Marine recruiters back on campus, and has not hesitated to call in police to break up demonstrations. Now, as you know, in the Northeast, that sort of thing is considered conservative, but called controversial. One editor observed that John Silber is controversial because he wields his formidable personality and formidable intellect like clubs, and in academic politics, poison is preferred to clubs. Dr. Silber's B.A. is from Trinity University. He studied at Northwestern, Yale Divinity School, and the University of Texas Law School. His M.A. and his Ph.D. are from Yale University. He held a number of senior administrative positions and teaching positions at the University of Texas before becoming president of Boston University, where he has been since 1971, and it's my great honor and pleasure to welcome you here tonight, Dr. Silber.